I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The conflict between the United States, Israel, and Iran especially hits Iran's neighbor to the west, Iraq. Samuel with Redemptive Stories explains that Iraq contains both United States military bases and armed groups loyal to Iran. In other words, it's a target for both sides. In Baghdad yesterday, both an Iran-affiliated building as well as the U.S. Embassy came under targeted attacks. Samuel calls the situation a mess on multiple levels.
When chaos happens, it is upon the church and the ministries to be a stabilizing force, to still communicate the hope, not just to survive, but to communicate hope and peace in the midst of it. And I'm hearing that from a lot of our partners on the ground.
He says believers have had to shelter in place at times this month, but they continue to minister the gospel during Ramadan. Ask God to preserve stability in Iraq and enable more to hear the gospel. And David Boghossian with the Alliance for the Unreached says the global mission scene is changing.
Well, this is what God is doing today. We talk about missions being from everywhere to everywhere. That's the idea of that polycentric. There's no longer any center, global center of the missions movement. And that's very exciting, and God's going to use that in amazing ways.
Many places today are unreached because they're resisting the gospel as a form of westernization. But as Christians adopt polycentric missions and the West to the Rest model fades, resistance can too. Christians worldwide need to collaborate and approach new situations in humility, asking each other and God for help. Pray that God will use believers from everywhere to reach everywhere with the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.